Our next guest is a famous Australian campaigner for human rights. Julian Burnside has been involved with many cases on Nauru and Manus Island. He'll be in Adelaide this weekend to speak at WOM Adelaide in the Planet Talk series, and he joins me now to discuss. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning.
What do you think of Australia's current position on the world stage regarding human rights and climate change action?
Regarding climate change, I think we're sort of fairly embarrassing, although South Australia stands out as looking pretty good. But we haven't managed to climb over that problem of asking whether climate change is a debatable question or a real problem that needs to be dealt with.
And the US refugee resettlement is currently underway. What do you think of the way things are progressing regarding that deal?
Well, the US will be taking a total of just on 200 refugees when we've got just on 2,000 refugees held in Manus and Nauru, which is, I suppose, it's better than a poke in the eye with a burnt stick, but it's a tiny improvement on a desperately bad situation.
Now, Julian, I wanted to ask you about your book you published last year, Watching Out, and about the reflections on justice and injustice. Why did you find it important to write this book?
I think justice is one of the most fundamentally important issues that human beings deal with. And I mean, as I say in the introduction to it, we say we've got a justice system. Actually, what we've got is a legal system. And the purpose of the legal system is to help people attain justice. And the book really is looking at the question whether that's how it works out.
Do you think it was important to sort of discuss that? Because generally, particularly as you speak about the difference between what's like a legal system and a justice system, like on those surveys that come out, lawyers often come down quite low in the most trusted professions. Is it important to sort of highlight the difference between a legal system and a justice system?
Well, it's important to look at the question of justice. I mean, there's a lot of people who consider that they don't get justice. It's a very complex situation, but justice matters to everyone. You know, it's hard to meet a person who will not respond to injustice if it hits them. Unfortunately, in our community, we seem to be indifferent to injustice when it affects other people.
Is that why being a campaigner for issues such as refugees is so important to you?
I don't think of myself as a campaigner, but my concern about our treatment of refugees is a concern ultimately about the injustice that we inflict on them. Actually, more deeply, perhaps it's about the indecency of it all. I mean, I grew up thinking Australia was a pretty decent country, but we have behaved shamefully in the last couple of decades. And that's embarrassing. I mean, I am an Australian and I feel embarrassed when I look at what our country is doing. And perhaps that is sharpened by my personal interest in the idea of justice. I think we're treating refugees shockingly. But then there's a very interesting thing about this. A couple of weeks ago, I had a long conversation with Philippe Sands. Philippe Sands is an international lawyer based in London, and he recently toured Australia, and I think he came to Adelaide, but he toured Australia in connection with a performance that he was involved in based on a book that he wrote a few years ago called East West Street. And East West Street is all about four characters whose affairs are intertwined, and they're all true, and it involves the Holocaust during the 1930s and 40s and the Nuremberg trials in 45, 46. And it struck me, it's a fabulous book, East West, I really highly recommend it. It struck me that the interesting thing about East West Street is that the world collectively developed a profound sense of the importance of treating other human beings decently in the wake of the Second World War, the Holocaust and all of that. But now we seem to have forgotten it. You know, the idea of human rights, which was really front and centre in world thinking in from the middle or late 40s onwards, now is beginning to get a bit of... it's not regarded quite as well. Most people think, you know, if you're a human rights person, well, that's pretty worthless. And East-West Street is probably important for people to read now because there's hardly anyone alive today who was alive and thinking at the time of the Nuremberg trials. We've forgotten why human rights are important.
We're speaking with Julian Burnside about his human rights work and upcoming Warm Adelaide talk. So what can people expect if they come down to the Planet Talks to hear you speak?
Well, it's not just me. It's a conversation with the five of us, including Tim Costello, who's obviously well known for all of this, and Ben Doherty, who is a terrific journalist with The Guardian. And we will together be talking about social justice and climate change. And climate change, I mean, if we could only take climate change and human rights seriously, we would probably respond a little bit differently to the way we're responding at the moment. There's an interesting thing. I've thought quite a lot about climate change, and of course there's, in Australia at least, opinions are divided between those who are convinced that climate change needs to be taken seriously and those on the other side who say, oh well, you know, it's nonsense. And the deniers, as they're called, will quite often say, well, you know, look, it's all very well. You've got all these scientists banging on about it, but scientific truth isn't revealed by popular opinion or by majority vote. And that's true enough. And Galileo paid a pretty steep price on that precise point. But if you say, OK, let's give it 80% odds that climate change is not as real, anthropogenic and serious as the majority of scientists say. Let's say there's only a 20% chance that it will come in. So 20% chance of a catastrophic, avoidable result is actually worse odds than Russian roulette. So if you're a climate change denier, go and play Russian roulette with your kids to show that you're serious about it.
That's definitely an interesting new approach at discussing climate change, which I think you really need a fresh take given the amount of airtime it's really had with little avail.
Yeah, and it's amazing these days. You still see newspapers that will solemnly report arguments of people who say climate change doesn't need to be taken seriously. Or we even had a prime minister, remember, who was clearly not persuaded that climate change needed to be taken seriously. It's just appalling. And I've been very impressed, because I haven't been in Adelaide for a few years, I'm very impressed at the whole carbon neutral approach, the extent of the use of solar panels, the extent of the use of battery technology to help address the problem. I think it's remarkable. I think, you know, Adelaide leads Australia in human rights thinking. It's also leading Australia in a positive response to the risk of climate change.
Well, Julian, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We really look forward to having you in Adelaide.
Okay, thank you.
It's human rights lawyer Julian Burnside, AOQC, discussing his appearance this weekend at Warm Adelaide for the Planet Talks series, where he'll be speaking about climate change.